愿大家平安。
Peace be to you.
今天早上我们一起学习的题目是至高的神在人间掌权。
The topic for our sermon this morning is the Most High rule in the kingdom of man.
通常我们去到一个地方都会问，到底这个地方谁负责，谁是最高的领导人呢？
Sometimes when we come to a new place, we will ask who is the person in charge of this place, who is the ruler or the king.
去到这个公司会问谁是大老板。
And when we work in a particular company, we will ask who is the CEO of this company.
但是呢，一个国家最高的领导人，他影响整个国家最多的方面的生活。
Because we know that the king or the ruler of a country will have the greatest impact on the lives of the people.
所以啊，对一个国家来说啊，大家很关心这个政治。
Therefore, in a country, many people care a lot about the politics.
因为国家的最高的掌权者影响国家的命运。
Because the fate of a nation depends on this ruler.
所以啊，很多国家选举的时候，大家都非常的关心。
Therefore, during an election, the people will become very eager to see who the new president or prime minister.
像我们的邻居美国，我们今年就选总统，这个是影响世界的局势。
For example, our neighbor, the U.S., they are going to elect a new president come this end of this year.
但是，当我们问一个问题，在一个国家里面，谁是最高的掌权者？
However, let us ask ourselves this question: who is actually the highest ruler in a country?
有人说啊，是民主国家，大家投票啊，决定谁当权呢？
And many people will say that in a democracy, it is the person who will decide, the people will decide who will get to rule this country.
在集权国家，那些就独裁者了，就是政治斗争决定谁当权。
However, in an autocracy, is the different factions will fight to gain control of the country.
但是那两个答案都不对。
However, these two answers are wrong.
谁在人间的国家里面掌权？
Who exactly is the highest ruler in a country?
在我们读但以理书的时候，得到一个很清楚的答案。
And the answer is actually written in the book of Daniel.
无论你是民主过程，或者独裁者，背后。容许人掌权的就是神。
Because behind a democracy or autocracy is actually God who is ruling over all.
我们今天就来看看但以理书第四章所记载的一段故事。
Let's study the book of Daniel chapter 4.
我们请打开但以理书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 4.
尼布甲尼撒王在第四章第十节开始。
Let's begin from verse 10.
这里告诉我们，尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦。
Here it says that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
第十节。
Verse 10.
四章十节，我在床上，脑中的意象是这样：我看见地当中有一棵树，极其高大。十一节。
Verse 11.
那树渐长，而且坚固，高的顶天，从地极都能看见。第十二节
，verse 12，
叶子华美，果子甚多，可作众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。凡有血气的都得从这树得食。好，这个就是梦的背景。
And this is the what the dream was all about.
这个梦很奇怪。
This dream was very strange.
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王也不是一个什么喜欢植物的人啊，整天在修剪树啊、园丁，他不是做这个工作。
We know that King Nebuchadnezzar, he was not a naturalist. He doesn't like nature.
他心中最不会想到的就是大树。
I don't think he will like to have this tree appearing in his dream.
他心中所想的都是怎么去打仗，去征服别人啊，金银财宝在战场上面杀敌。
I'm sure he is a person who was more interested about warfare and battles.
但是在一个晚上，他梦里面看到一棵大树。
However, in his dream one night, he saw a tree.
那这个梦呢是从神来的，一定是有他的意思。
And we know that this dream came from God, and it has a meaning.
那这棵树呢，很大很高啊。
This tree started to grow and became very strong and big.
他形容啊，这棵树啊，大到高到从地脊都可以看见。
And in verse 11, it says that this tree, its height could be seen to the ends of all the earth.
这个就好像这个图这样，有点夸张的大，夸张的高啊。
And this is a very, very powerful description. It's a word picture.
全世界最高的山, 喜马拉雅山, 在加拿大也看不见。
We know that the highest mountain in the world is the Himalayas, but yet we can't even see it from Canada.
但是呢, 这棵树竟然才南极北极, 哪里都看得见呢?
But yet this tree can be seen from all corners of the earth.
证明这棵树非常厉害, 不是一般的树。
And we know that this is indeed a very supernatural tree.
然后呢, 这棵树呢, 很多走兽, 飞鸟都靠它, 做安, 安稳的, 处, 住处, 还有呢, 饮食都依靠它。
We see that the beasts of the field found shade under it, the birds of the heavens also dwelt in its branches, and all flesh also fed from it.
哇, 那这棵树啊, 养活很多人。
And we know that this tree sustained the lives of people and animals.
但是就是在这棵树最华美、最强壮的时候。
However, at the pinnacle of the growth of this tree,
我们看第十三节,
we see what happened in verse 13.
我在床上脑洞的意象，见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。 14节,
Verse 14.
大声呼喊说：“砍倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子，抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝。”哇，这个就非常的奇怪。This
is indeed very strange vision.
在这棵树它达到最高峰的时候，竟然有一位从神来的使者说要处理这棵树，要把它砍下来。When
this tree grown to its highest and strongest, there is this a watcher, a holy one from God, who came to chop down the tree.
我们加拿大的森林啊，落基山脉里面其实也有很多百年大树，很大，也要十几个人啊围在一起啊，才有办法抱住它的。And
we know that in the Rocky Mountains, we can see many old and giant tree, and many people have to hold hands together to embrace one trunk of a tree.
看了一些报道，在美国呢，基亚州有一些树是千年的老树，就更厉害。And
even in California, there are some trees that are thousands and thousands of years old.
但是你树再厉害啊，它有一个弱点，就是只要你从下面一给它砍呢，把它砍掉呢，它就什么都没有了。However,
no matter how strong or old a tree is, it doesn't matter because at one chop, this tree will fall.
所以这个。 情况意象里面也是一样,
and this is also what happened in the dream.
从神来的声音说要把这个树砍倒,
and a voice from heaven said, "Chop down the tree and cut off its branches."
不单止这样, 把它枝子也砍下来,
not only that, its branches must also be cut.
叶子也搬上来,
and the leaves would all be stripped off.
果子也散掉,
and also the fruits were being scattered.
那是依靠他的这个走兽啊、野兽啊，躲在下面了，全部给他赶走。
And because of that, all the beasts get out, ran out from under it.
所以就是说彻底的去对付他，要把他的荣华把他拿走的意思。
What this means is that all the majesty of this tree were being stripped off.
但是呢，第十五节却要讲了一点。
But yet in verse 15 it says here,
这个树杯子却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈框住，在田野的青草中让天露滴湿，使它与地上的兽一同吃草。Nevertheless,
leave the stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze. In the tender grass of the field, let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast on the grass of the earth.
就是你砍掉那个树之后呢，你没有把它连根挖起来，你还是留着树干最底下的那个部分。
Even though most of the tree was being chopped off, the stump and the roots remained.
它的生命力还是有的，虽然暂时好像没有。
We can still see that this tree was still alive, was still living.
好，那让它暂时不能生长。
It's only a temporary halt to its growth.
16节,
and it's in verse 16.
使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一颗兽心，好像野兽一样。
Let his heart be changed from that of a man to become the heart of a beast.
直到七个时期，或者七年，或者七个时期过了。
Until seven times pass over him.
哇，那尼布甲尼撒王就是做了这个梦。
And this was the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
他就很困扰啊，一般的那些术士也没办法解梦。
He was very troubled, and all the magicians and the sorcerers of the kingdom could not interpret this dream for him. And it was at this point that Daniel was called. And Daniel immediately could interpret this dream for him. Exactly what does this tree referring to? What was this dream all about? Let's skip to verse 22.
王啊, 这见长又坚固的树咒是你啊, 你的位是见长极天, 你的权柄管到地极。 哇, 尼布甲利沙王, 原来就是这棵树。
King was actually the king was actually the tree.
啊, 神将要对付他了。
Because God was about to confront him.
那为什么神要对付他?
Why did God want to confront him?
就是我们今天的主题。
And this is going to be the topic for today's sermon.
神要告诉他一个道理。
God wanted him to know one thing.
24节。
And verse 24.
王啊, 讲解就是这样, 临到我主, 我的事是出于至高者的命。 25节。
Verse 25.
你必被赶出离开世人与野兽地的同居, 吃草如牛, 被天怒敌失, 等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权, 要将国是以谁, 就是以谁。 原来神要告诉他一个道理。
God wanted King Nebuchadnezzar to know this truth.
谁是最高的领导?
That who is the most high?
谁有这个最高的权柄?
And who is the sovereign king?
神不但只在天上掌权啊, 神也在地上掌权。
God is not only in control in heaven, but he's also sovereign and in control on earth.
没有神的容许, 你当不了王一天。
Without God's permission, this king will not last another day.
虽然尼布甲利沙王不是相信真神的人,
even though King Nebuchadnezzar was not a believer in God,
他拜偶像, 他是个外邦王,
he was a Gentile and he worshipped the idols.
他的兴起是神容许的。
However, his rule was permitted by God in order to punish the Israelites.
不是他自己厉害,
it is not that he was such a great person,
而是神容许他掌权,
but it was because God allowed him and permitted him to rule.
但是如果你太骄傲, 太离谱,
however, if you are too reckless or too foolish,
神就会对付你,
then God will one day confront you.
这个就是这个意象的意思。
And this is the meaning of this dream.
有时候我们人呢, 学道理啊, 有两个方法。 第一就是来听道理, 听一听, 啊, 那我要改变, 我要悔改。
And there are two kinds of Christians. The first one is when we hear sermons, we say, okay, we want to change ourselves.
哦, 听到警告了, 赶快悔改, 哦, 那我不要这种后果啊, 求神原谅我, 希望可以避免以后的祸患。
When we heard a warning from the pulpit, we said, okay, I'm going to confess and repent and become a better Christian so that calamity will not fall upon me.
但是有另外一种人呢, 他讲不听, 他一定要受苦, 他一定要被打击, 最后他才醒过来说, 哎呀, 原来你当初讲那个道理, 是有道理的。
Another group of Christians are those who are disobedient, and God has to use pain and suffering in order to wake them up, to make them realize that what is truth and what is false.
所以啊, 尼布甲利沙王就是这样的人。
And King Nebuchadnezzar fall to the second type of people.
他一定要被神击打, 像一棵野兽这样, 啊, 在地上吃草, 头发很长, 指甲很长, 到最后失去一切了, 他才会悔改。
King Nebuchadnezzar had to be punished and disciplined by God, and he had to become a beast with his nails growing to come to his senses to realize who actually is the greatest.
但你得劝他也没有用。
And he refused to listen to the advice of Daniel.
好，我们看28节， 同一章的28节。
Let's read the same chapter, verse 28.
这事都临到尼布甲利沙王了，29节。Verse 29. 过了12个月, 他游行在巴比伦王宫里，30节。Verse 30. 他说, 这大巴比伦, 不是我用大能大力建为京都, 要显明我的威严的荣耀吗?
At the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?"
经过12个月，事情发生了。
After 12 months, things came to pass.
有时候神的预言呢，不会马上实现。
Sometimes the prophecy of God will not come immediately.
不会说今天讲完了，明天就实现，不会那么快。
God may speak something today, and it may not happen the next day.
为什么？
Why is this so?
因为神要给你机会悔改。
Because God wants all of us to have the opportunity to repent.
如果你悔改了，你平安的日子就可以延长。
Because once we repented, then our life will come to normalcy.
但是尼布甲尼撒王没有悔改。
But yet we see here that King Nebuchadnezzar did not repent.
他还觉得自己很了不起。
He thought to himself how great he was.
经过一年之后，他终于忍不住了。
And after 1 year, he could not control himself.
他夸口自己的荣耀。
He boasted and bragged about his glory.
这第三十节说，这个大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，彰显我的荣耀吗？
And he said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?"
好，那我们现在来稍微讲讲，到底巴比伦当时有什么的荣耀？
Let's see how great this country Babylon was at that time.
其实巴比伦帝国不是尼布甲尼撒建立的。
In reality, Babylon was not established by King Nebuchadnezzar.
他之前的已经在巴比伦地方有统治者，只是没有他那么厉害。
The original ruler of Babylon was not as smart as King Nebuchadnezzar.
他所建立的历史上称为后巴比伦帝国 （Neo-Babylonian Empire）。
The Babylon before King Nebuchadnezzar was known as a Neo-Babylonian kingdom.
他所建立的叫 Neo-Babylonian Empire.
And it's this person, Neo-Babylonian Empire, who established this Babylon kingdom.
Okay, 好，那么他的伟大有三个方面。
And there are three aspects of the greatness of this Babylon.
第一，有军事上的伟大。
First, it's very powerful militarily.
第二，有建筑上的伟大。
And second, all the buildings are very great.
第三，有文化上的伟大。
And the third is they are culturally very influential.
你看这个地图啊，整个当时的中东啊，包括这个两河流域，包括整个迦南地，全部被巴比伦控制。
And we can see from this map that this is what it looks like in the Middle East. It's this Babylon is abounded by the two great seas.
为什么他们的军队那么厉害？
Why did they possess such a powerful military?
尼布甲尼撒很会打仗。
Because we know that King Nebuchadnezzar, he was a man of military power.
很会征服别人。
And he knew how to subdue the nations.
但是当时他有一样杀手锏，非常厉害的武器。
And at that time, he had a very powerful weapon.
就是巴比伦的战车，我们看这个。
And that is the chariot of the Babylonian military.
他们把战车的这个威力、武力发挥到非常的淋漓尽致。
And we can see it was a mighty and very powerful chariot.
这个图也是两只马拉一个战车。按照历史记载，有一些战车是四匹马一起拉的。
Most chariots are pulled by four horses, but here we can see this Babylonian chariot was pulled by two horses only.
上面可以载几个人。
And it can hold three people in the car.
速度很快。
And it can speed. The speed is amazing.
战场上面好像战车这样可以杀敌人，很厉害。
And when you see this on the battlefield, they are able to kill many enemies.
所以短短几十年呢。巴比伦就兴起了，征服了人间所有的这种地方。
And in a short period of time, King Nebuchadnezzar could subdue many nations around it.
再来，古巴比伦人他们数学很厉害，所以数学厉害，建筑也很厉害。
The ancient Babylonians, they are also great mathematicians.
那在古代有所谓的世界七大奇景。
And we know that there is the ancient seven wonders of the world.
其中一样呢，世界的古大七大奇景呢，就是空中花园，这是巴比伦王建立的。
And one of them is the ancient hanging gardens of Babylon.
一般的花园是在地上地平面。
Because most gardens they are grown on land.
但是它的花园可以盖在楼阁当中啊, 在, 好像花园,
But yet, these hanging gardens of Babylon were built above ground.
虽然现在已经找不到了，只是历史当中大家想象是怎么样。
Even though we can't see these hanging gardens anymore, and there are no more remnants, but people knew that this exists.
再来，按照历史学家的记载，他们有一个很大的神庙。
And according to historians, there is also a very famous temple.
他们那个神庙那个塔高度是295尺。
And the temple tower, the height goes up to 295 feet.
非常，以今天来说啊，你没有机器的情况之下，你可以盖到那么高啊，非常不容易。
There's no way engineers or builders can build such a high tower.
啊，因为没有机器嘛，古代没有电，没有挖土机啊，没有这些拖拉机啊。
Because in the ancient times, there are no excavators, there are no machineries to build such a tower.
没有 crane 啊，没有那种吊机。
Or no cranes, or cranes or excavators.
另外，历史学家讲巴比伦的厉害哦，他们国家里面呢做了好几尊这种也是好像高楼大厦那么高的巨大的金像。
And also, according to the historians, the Babylonians they are experts in making gold statues.
昨天晚上我们讲了巴比伦做的神像只是其中一尊而已，还有好几尊。
In the sermon last night, I only referred to one of these gold statues. There were many more.
所以它的建筑啊，还有它的文化影响非常的大。
And we can see that the buildings as well, the expertise in buildings as well as the culture was very, very powerful and great.
所以经过了12个月，巴比伦王他的这些空中花园啊、金像啊、战车啊，所有东西都摆在他的面前。他有一天在他的王宫当中就忍不住口了。
And of course, from this verse, we see that when King Nebuchadnezzar saw this hanging gardens of Babylon, the gold statues and his powerful chariots, his heart started to swell up.
我们再看一次第30节，4章的30节啊。
Let's read again verse 30.
他说啊，这个大巴比伦不是我用大能力建为京都，要显为显我威荣的荣耀吗？
He said, "Is not this Great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty."
如果他不讲这句话，神可以容忍他继续做他所要做的事。
I'm sure if he did not speak these words, God would be able to bear him.
因为他只是神在历史当中所用的一颗棋子而已。
And because throughout history, he is just one of God's vessels.
但是他讲了这句话之后，神就没有办法再容忍他了。
But yet, because of this statement, God's wrath was aroused.
我们来看他讲了什么。这句话有两点。And
there are two points in this sentence.
第一，他说这个是我做的。And
he said here says, "I have built." That I have built.
第二，这是为我的荣耀做的。
And it is by my mighty power and in the honor of my majesty.
结果他讲了这句话之后，马上被报应。After
he spoke this word, retribution came upon him immediately.
咒上马上刚刚那个异象里面所说的。Just
like the dream that he had.
有个声音就马上降临来到他的耳朵了。A
voice fell from heaven into his ears.
我们看第31节。Let's
read verse 31.
很有意思哦，这话在王的口中尚未说完。我们读是把它读完了，只是当时底部讲的沙王啊，这句话是没有讲完的。Of
course, we read the entire sayings of King Nebuchadnezzar, but in reality, he did not finish his word.
有声音从天上降下，对尼布甲尼撒王说：“有话要对你说，你的国位离开你了。”
Suddenly a voice fell from heaven, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you.
你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的野兽同居，吃草如牛，只要经过七起。
And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you.
等你知道自告者在人的国中掌权，要将国事与谁就事与谁。
Until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom man and gives it to whomever he chooses.
哇，这个跟意象里面所讲的一模一样。
And this was exactly what happened in his dream.
结果他真的是被赶出去了。
True enough, he was driven out of his palace.
突然间呢，他就好像发神经这样子。
And overnight, he became insane.
啊，出去野地，那个人趴在地上吃草。
He was crawling around in the wilderness,
啊，不剪头发
like a beast, and he did not even cut his hair.
头发长到好像野兽一样。
His hair grew out like beast.
我们最近那个新型肺炎哈，头两个月大家没剪头发都不敢出门了，但是我们还没有变野兽啊。
We know that the 3 months when the hair salons were closed, none of us had our hair cut.
如果你一两年不剪头发，不修指甲。
And it doesn't look too bad, but if we were to leave our hair uncut for 1 to 2 years and our nails were uncut, what would we look like?
不要说不像一个人王啊，连人都不像。
Don't even say a king. You would not even look like a human being.
所以他马上变了一个人。
We can see that King Nebuchadnezzar overnight turned into a non-human.
完完全全像圣经的预言一样。
And it happened exactly like the prophecy in the Bible.
那到底历史上面有没有这一段？
Did it really occur in history?
按照巴比伦的历史里面，有一段这个巴比伦王突然间他就没有办法当王，他要后来有别人代替他一段时间。
In the historical books of Babylon, there is a period of time when the King Nebuchadnezzar was not the king, and someone had to replace him.
当然，详细的那种官方的说法不会讲得那么清楚，说他变发疯啦，或者是指甲没剪啦，他们不会讲得那么清楚。
Of course, the historian there will leave out the gory details, like he had his nails uncut or his hair uncut.
但是有人代替他的这段是有的。
But yet. Historians know for sure that there's some a period of time when somebody replaced him.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
What does this story tell us?
第一，神的话绝对会应验。
Number one is that God's word will come true.
不马上应验，是给你机会悔改。
God's word will not come to fruition immediately because God will give you a chance to repent.
不要以为神的话、圣经的话开玩笑。
Do not take lightly.The words of the Bible.
第二，我们从这里告诉一个很重要的教训。
Number two, the second most important teachings is.
很多事情神可以容忍，神可以给你机会。
Many times God will bear with our nonsense, and God will give us chances.
啊，你软弱了，犯罪了，神有时候还会给你机会。
Maybe we are weak, we sin, and God will give us chances.
但是如果你太骄傲。
However, if we get too proud.
在神面前夸口自大。
And we boast and brag before God.
这个神是不能容忍的。
God can't stand people like this.
你的审判，你的败坏很快会来到。
Because your judgment and your destruction will come one day.
好，我们看完了，看这个箴言十八篇。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18.
箴言的十八篇的第十二节。
Proverbs 18, verse 12.
十八篇的第十二节。
Proverbs 18 verse 12。
败坏之先，人心骄傲；尊荣以前，必有谦卑。
Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
这是一个好像一个方程式、工程式，是一定会发生的，放在四海之内皆通。
This
好像一个 formula。
This formula will surely happen.
可以说一个化学的原理啊，你在加拿大实现可以通啊，你搬去中国实现也可以通啊，因为这是科学的真理。
Because like in chemistry, the chemical formula will work no matter where you are, whether you're in Canada or China.
属灵的真理也是一样，四海之内皆通。
This also applies to a spiritual formula.
一个人为什么会败坏？
Why does a person become corrupted?
他本来很成功的，很尊荣的。
This person may begin to be very successful and a person of high values and morals.
为什么败坏到这个样子呢？
Why did they turn up this way?
因为他之前他的心已经骄傲了。
Because previously this person had a very proud heart.
一定的，一百次都是这样子。每一个人，每一个失败的案例之前都是骄傲。
And we know that. before a man's downfall, behind it is pride.
无论是商业的失败，一定是骄傲。
And not only failure in business, it all comes down to pride and hubris.
一个球队本来很好的、很厉害的，后来骄傲啊，就输给那些不知名的球队。
A team may continue to win, but when they lose, it's because of their pride.
属灵上也是一样，那本来好好的为主耶稣工作。
And spiritually, it also applies. A worker may fall because of pride.
但是你骄傲了，神就不用了，就把它打成败坏。
Because once God's workers is proud, then God will not use this person anymore.
所以一个王啊，从那么尊贵到那么卑贱，就是骄傲的开始。
This King Nebuchadnezzar, he was so majestic, but why did he become so lowly?
有人说了，真的是有可能这样吗？
And we can ask, is it believable?
其实啊，在精神科里面呢，有一种病症，真的是有类似的这种症状。
And in the psychology, there is actually such a disorder.
这种症状呢，他说这个人呢，突然间精神错乱，他会想象自己是一种动物。
Because this kind of disorder will make you to hallucinate.
然后呢，就在好像做一种自己那种学一种动物的那种动作，忘记自己是个人。
And this person who have this disorder will forget that they are human beings and they act like an animal.
其实你不要说那么严重的病。
Let's not talk about serious mental disorder.
我们一般的精神疾病就是很难医治。
This is a very common mental disorder that we all have that's difficult to correct.
比如说忧郁症。
For example, depression.
忧郁症也是跟头脑里面的一些 chemical balance 也是有关系。
Because we know that one of the causes of depression is a chemical imbalance.
你里面的那些很精细的身体的化学的平衡打乱了，你的头脑就坏了，你的精神状况就改变了。
Because of this imbalance in the hormones that is produced in our brain, that just caused a person to act very abnormally.
当然环境也有影响。
And of course, our mental state will also be affected by our environment.
精神疾病啊，最难医。
Because we know that mental illnesses is the most difficult to cure.
也没有办法靠吃药来医。
And sometimes you can't take any medication.
所以最聪明的头脑，一下子如果出了问题了，他变成另外一个人了，这个绝对有可能。
Because a person with a great mind suddenly become another person, there is a great problem here.
但是从属灵的角度来看，
if we take it from the spiritual aspect,
尼布甲利沙他不是一般的精神病。
King Nebuchadnezzar did not suffer from your normal mental illness.
这个是直接出于神的阻挡。
This kind of punishment comes directly from God.
让他知道不是你的厉害。
Because God wanted Nebuchadnezzar to know that you are not that great.
也不能为了你自己。
And things happen, it's not for your sake.
好了，那我们今天没有尼布甲利沙那么伟大啊，没有那么大的成就。
Of course, we are not as accomplished as King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是有时候我们自己心中会不会有一点点的骄傲？
But sometimes let us ask ourselves, do we have an ounce of pride in us?
我们看彼得前书的五章五节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
彼得前书五章的五节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
下半句就很重要。
This second part is very important.
神阻挡谁？
Who does God resist?
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God resists the proud.
你一骄傲，神就阻挡你。
Because once we become proud, God will resist us.
什么叫骄傲？
What is the definition of
pride? 我们看巴比伦王所说的话啊。
And we can tell from the person's speech.
第一是我做的。
They will say, I did it.
这个巴比伦城是我盖的。
I built this great kingdom Babylon.
他有讲错吗？
Was it wrong?
他觉得自己没有讲错啊，真的是他盖的。
He knew that it was true. It was him who built this Babylon.
但是他忘记,
but he had forgotten something.
他也不知道,
and he did not know this.
如果不是神容许他,
if God did not allow him or permitted him to do it, he would not be able to build anything.
所以不是他盖, 是神容许他盖,
therefore, ultimately, it was God who permitted him to build, and 甚至, it was God who built it.
甚至神帮助了他来盖,
God also helped him to build this nation.
我们知道一个人要成功啊, 需要环境,
because in order for one to be successful, you need the things around you.
需要机会,
you need one opportunity.
所谓的天时地利人和, 你不能够是, 缺一,
because the people around you will create this opportunity for you to become successful.
你自己可以很努力,
you can't lack any of it. You can work hard.
但是你生不逢时, 你就没有办法,
but it is when it is a wrong timing, then you will not become successful.
还有你生在一个不利你的地方, 也没有办法,
and if you live in a very negative environment, you can't be successful.
还有跟你在一起的人不配合你, 你也没有办法,
and if the people around you cannot cooperate with you, then you can't be successful.
所以不是你的厉害啊,
it's not that you are so great.
所以我们古代中国人说, 天时地利人和, 谁给你的? 神给你的。
Therefore, there is this ancient Chinese saying, is that the heavens are the one that help you to become who you are today.
所以今天我们不要说我自己做了什么,
therefore, today, let us not say, I do this, I did this.
比如说年轻人你读书, 哎呀, 读得不错, 你不要说, 哎, 我很努力, 所以我考了这个成绩。
If you are doing well in university, do not say that I'm very smart and I work hard and this is why I'm so great.
不要说, 哇, 我的聪明, 我考了一个博士。
And do not say that I'm so smart, I got a PhD degree.
不是你做的, 是神容许你做的。
It is not about you. It is because God allow you to receive your PhD.
做生意, 赚了一点点小钱, 不要在那边夸口。
And if you made some money during this business transaction, do not think that it's all you.
我的眼光啊, 我的投资啊, 我的厉害啊。
And do not say that I have a great vision. I made a great investment. See how smart I am.
神不容许你一毛钱赚不到。
Because if God does not permit it, you can't even earn a single cent.
神不高兴，全部钱收回来，全部智慧收回来。
Because if God is not happy, God can take back all the things that He has given you.
巴比伦王就是夸口。
And we can see the king of Babylon. He was so boastful.
第一，就是说这是我自己做的。
Number one, he said, I built this. I did all this.
第二句更严重, 他是为我的荣耀做的。
And number two is even a more serious. It says, by my power I did this.
神最讨厌别人偷他的荣耀。
God hates those who rob his glory.
哇, 神不喜欢这样。
God hates people like this.
神喜欢人荣耀他。
God likes people to give glory and honor to him.
所以有时候今天哦, 当我们得到一些荣耀的时候,
therefore, today, when we did something good,
别人表扬我们,
and if someone else complimented us,
公司表扬你,
or the company praised you or complimented you,
或者孩子在学校拿了什么奖,
or if your child received an award from school,
事业上有一点点成功,
or sometimes you get a promotion at work,
这个世界的做法是, 他一定会表扬你, 他一定会荣耀你。
The world's way is that you will receive praises and compliments.
他会告诉你, you did it. 你做你成你的成就.
The world will tell you, you did it.
他现在告诉你, 你现在跟别人不一样.
That's all you, but we have to be different.
你不要被骗了。不要被骗了。
Do not be deceived.
不要以为自己真的那么厉害。
Do not think that you are so great.
你一被骗了, 神就阻挡你了。
Because once you believe this deception, then God will confront you.
我们心中甚至不能有一点点的沾沾自喜, 说, 哎, 真的, 我真的是不错哦。
Let us not have an ounce of this, hey, I'm not bad.
有时候我们嘴巴不敢太大声说自夸的话。
Maybe we dare not say it out loud that we are so wonderful.
但是我们嘴巴会掩盖, 说, 哎呀, 感谢主了, 感谢主了。 其实笑笑感谢主, 心中就, 我还不错啊。 感谢主让我还不错。
But sometimes we'll cover ourselves with this word, oh, thank God, thank God. But inside, we are actually happy that it's all because of us.
我们在神面前要自卑。
However, before God, we must humble ourselves.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第九节。
James,
第十节。
James, chapter 4, verse 10.
新约的雅各书第四章第十节。
James, chapter 4, verse 10.
务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
这句话就是我们要追求的。
And this is something that we all must aspire to.
在神面前自卑。
Before God, we have to be humble.
主啊，我什么都不是。
And you just tell God, I'm really nothing.
主啊，我什么都不懂。
I don't know anything.
我在你面前太不配了。
I'm really unworthy of your love and grace.
你还可以给我侍奉你。
But yet you give me this chance to serve you.
你给我一点点赚钱养家的机会。
You give me this opportunity to earn some money to pay the bills.
你给我可以带领这个家庭。
You will give me this opportunity to lead my family to you.
你给我考试可以过。
And that I'm able to live life peacefully.
主啊，我太不配，我在你面前俯伏。
Lord Jesus, I prostrate before you. I'm so unworthy.
好，你一自卑，神就提你起来。
And once you humble yourself, then God's blessings and grace will lift you up.
经过一段时间，尼布甲尼撒王突然间就恢复正常。
After a period of time, King Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses and he became normal again.
没有吃药，没有看医生。
He did not need to take medication or to see the psychiatrist.
说实在，这种病看医生也没有用。
Because we know that even the psychiatrist could not heal him.
药吃了也没用。
And his medication will come to nothing.
我们知道，精神科的药，你吃了下去，你这个问题减轻了，另外一个问题就出来。
Because we know that mental illness medication, they have very bad side effects. They may help your symptoms, but it may cause side effects.
这种病开刀也没有用。
And this kind of mental illnesses cannot be operated on.
这种病叫什么病？
What kind of illness is this?
这种病叫做大头病。
And this is an illness called the big head illness.
昨天前几天跟一位老前辈问，他说：“哎呀，有些人得了大头病。”
I was visiting this senior member, and he told me that nowadays people are so big-headed.
我问他什么叫大头病啊，传道。
And I said, what is a big-headed exactly?
大头病就是骄傲啊。
Big-headed means you are so proud.
整天想发达，整天想成功啊。
All the thing that goes on in your mind is how to earn more money and how to be successful in life.
一点点小成功都以为自己了不起啊。
Even a small, even you accomplish something small, you consider it a great success.
啊，这个是大头病。
And this is the disease of
骄傲病。
The disease of pride.
有时候啊，我们看真的是有一些见证。有某一些人在人生高峰的时候骄傲，神就马上把他东西拿走。他就变成卑微。
And we know in the, from the different testimonies of how somebody who was so proud and then God humbled them.
往往是你夸什么，神就拿走什么。
And this is how God works. If you boast about something, this is the thing that God will take away from you.
好恐怖哦！我再分享，
really,
再分享一次哦。你夸什么？通常神就会拿走什么。
The thing that you boast about is the thing that God will take away.
所以如果你不想神把它拿走。
Therefore, if you do not want God to take away this thing,
最好不要夸那个你很想夸的东西。
Then you better not boast about the thing that you don't want to be taken away from you.
最好在神面前每天谦卑悔改。
The best thing, the safest thing, is to always be humble before God.
主啊，怜悯我，我什么都不是。
God, please have mercy on me. I'm so nothing.
这样神就会提升你。
And then only then God will lift you up.
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
435.
435.